Boko Haram members are turning to Christ. $7 is buying safety in India's red light district. And MNN's Katie Hart continues her reports from Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rebel terrorist group known as Boko Haram has done it again. This time they've killed more than 70 people, 22 of which were Christians, at a church service in Adamawa State. World Mission supports partners working on the ground there with unreached people groups. Greg Kelly says,
the people that we work with in northern Nigeria are stationed right in the vicinity of where Boko Haram is at. So it's made it very difficult for our partners, their headquarters, to operate, because they literally have one eye just open even at night, because people are being killed, people have been kidnapped.
World Mission is raising $20,000 to move their headquarters. However, their work with the unreached has been pretty successful.
We, of course, distribute the audio Bible, the treasure, among them. We've even seen, just last week, we got a report of two Boko Haram, these are the terrorist guys themselves, leaders, giving their lives to Christ.
Next, Nigeria's chief of defense went on record as saying Boko Haram insurgency would be over by April. As if to emphasize that, airstrikes yesterday took out key hideouts in Maiduguri, the rebel stronghold. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada and warns it could get worse before it gets better.
The Boko Haram are not going to stop until they accomplish their goal or till they're wiped out. And when you're fighting an enemy like that, it's difficult, even with the strong military power like a nation like Nigeria, to be able to slow this down.
The trouble is, the effort to restore peace is actually destroying the culture. But all isn't lost. Nigeria is one of their biggest fields. He says despite the violence, Christians are determined to share the story of Christ. And that's where you come in. You can share stories too.
We have to continue to tell their stories about what's happening there, and not to say, well, that's what goes on in Africa. No, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to hear their stories.
There's more at our website. This is Mission Network News. What does $7 get you these days? A fast meal? Maybe 2 gallons of gas? Or maybe you can buy a night of safety in India. Mumbai's red light districts in India are not a safe place for kids. When their mothers are working, children are most at risk. India partners launched a safe house program not only to protect these kids from predators, but also provides food, clothing, education, and the love of Christ. That's a lot for $7. We'll connect you if you want to know more at our website. Meanwhile, in Nepal, leadership training, a birthing clinic, and a developing radio ministry is pointing to spiritual transformation. Reach Beyond, formerly HCJB Global, just dedicated the clinic and taught a midwifery course. At the same time, a leadership training program graduated 17 students, and the radio outreach has expanded into the fight against human trafficking. The common link to these changes for the better? The gospel. Interested? There's more at our new website. And MNN's Katie Harth is in Haiti and files this report.
A few years ago, kids in the mountainous village of Marcachon didn't have much of a future. But then Pastor Joppy built a school right next to his church. With the help of Starfish, it's still going strong today.
A lot of children need to go to school, and their parents don't have no way to send them. Starfish helping us a lot, sending the children books, uniform, and beg for a school, and fed them every 5 days.
Kids learn more than reading and writing at the school.
It is the first thing to teach them the Bible, because they need to know God for them Savior.
The story continues at our website. Ask the Lord to sustain the school in Marcachon. From Loganoff, Katie Hart, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, Mission Network News is offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.